We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we'll be talking Manhattan Parks and Recreation in this next segment. Got one of my guests here. Dave Lewis will be getting another call here in just a moment. We'll be hooking up with Wyatt Thompson. But right now I've got Dave Baker on the phone. He is from the Douglas Center. He's the director out of the Douglas Center. Good to have you on again, Dave.
Well, thank you. Happy to be here.
It's always a pleasure. Again, Wyatt Thompson, Rec Director, will join us here in just a moment as well. Let's talk a little bit about the Douglas Center getting things going. I know that construction project is coming along pretty nicely from what I've heard.
Well, it really is. It's pretty much on schedule. If everything goes well, it's scheduled to be ready to go in late December. So I'm excited about that. And if everything continues to go as it's going right now, I think we'll make that day.
What this project, I know it's kind of been a long time coming in the works here, but tell us kind of plans here going forward. Are you going to have a ribbon cutting at some point? It's kind of tough, I know, with these times we're in.
Well, we are planning a ribbon cutting. It would probably be in early January. That's in the planning right now. So, yes, there will be a ribbon cutting for the new building.
What about naming opportunities or sponsorships? I know that had been a discussion point at some point earlier this year. Are we any closer to those kind of deals?
Not at this moment, but there are going to be some. We've talked about that for all three of the facilities, and so that's the conversation that's in progress right now.
Okay. We'll talk a little bit about the significance of this center and kind of what it means here for our community to have an expanded community center for that part of the town.
Well, one thing for sure, in my mind, it's going to secure the history in the area. And when I talk about history, we're talking about the Douglas School, the Douglas Center existing. And for people that don't know, the new building is being built where there was a Douglas swimming pool. So I think with this new building, that's what this facility is going to help secure the history of that area and those facilities that a lot of people don't really know a lot about unless they lived here in Manhattan. So that's a big plus for the new building.
And obviously it brings a lot of community members. Do you have any kind of gauge on about how many people utilize the Douglas Center in a given year?
Yes. This last year, there was well over 5,000. And that was just the annex across the street. So with that and the Douglas Center on the north side, it's gotten tremendous use. And so without a doubt, this new building is going to really, really make a difference in this community.
Yeah. Speaking with Dave Baker, I understand Wyatt Thompson is now on the phone with us as well. Wyatt, good morning. Glad to have you with us.
Hey, good morning.
We're just kind of getting things going here, talking about the Douglas Center a little bit, and you've got to be pretty proud of that project as well, and being all that you do here with Parks and Rec.
Oh, absolutely. I remember when it was just a sketch on a napkin, you know, many years ago, and it was an idea. And it's taken some time to get to this point, but now if you drive by on Fort Riley Boulevard or on Yuma Street, you can really see the building taking shape, and it's exciting that we'll be, you know, getting ready to open it to the public and for their use here in just a couple of months.
Well, no doubt about it. And I know there's been a tough year for Parks and Recreation given the coronavirus pandemic that's kind of put a halt on a lot of things, but Let's assume that in 2021, this virus, we've got a beat and we're getting back and doing some socialization. How vital can this new Douglas Center be to our community?
Well, one thing for sure, it's going to be a full-fledged community recreation complex. And when I say complex, we're talking about the utilization of the Douglas Center, existing Douglas Center, the annex, and then with this new facility. So with that, we're going to be able to have a space for more exercise and programs.
All right. Wyatt, you were going to say something as well there. Sorry, I didn't direct the question appropriately, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think Dave's exactly right. You know, the three buildings and the park, you know, really are a unique thing for Manhattan. You know, this will be the first of the three rec centers that we're currently building. This one will open the first, you know, the soonest, in the first part of January. And I just think it'll be a great opportunity for the public to, you know, come in out of the cold weather, you know, that we'll probably be having at that time. You know, we'll have an indoor walking track. We'll have the courts for basketball, volleyball, pickleball, community room, a fitness area for the fitness equipment and fitness classes. You know, one of the challenges that, and Dave may have spoken to this earlier, the challenges with the existing Douglas Community Center is that it's really one big space, and so you can only do one activity there at any given time. And now with the addition of the new center with all the different rooms, you know, we'll be able to have multiple programs and activities happening there, as well as something still happening, you know, across the street at the community center. And then obviously during the summer, you know, spring, fall, when it's nice, you know, we've got the park right there, you know, as the front door, the front lawn to the new rec center, with the basketball court and the playground. And I think it's some additional green space that will be created when we remove, there's a metal building there in the park that'll be removed. And so, you know, just a lot of opportunities, happening there in the Douglas Center area.
Dave, are there any concerns about parking in that area? Is that going to be a problem when it's all finished?
Well, obviously, we could use more parking, and there are plans to possibly do some parking on Yuma Street. But one of the things that I've said, I'd rather have a really nice building like we're going to have this building, rather than have too much parking and no building. So we'll make the parking work some kind of way in that area, even though we're probably a little short on space.
And as far as you mentioned the classes and events, the walking track, I think, is going to be a real nice addition here, because come wintertime, there's not a lot of, you know, great opportunities to get out and run and jog when it's icy.
There's no question about that. And like I said, this facility is going to do so much for this community that I think people are going to really be proud when they get an opportunity to use it.
Yeah, great. Obviously, it's going to be a great tool for our community. Dave, how long have you been associated with this project? I know you've been there quite a while.
Well, I've been here since 2011. I came back home in 2011, but I've been with this project from the very beginning, and that's when we first started talking about new facilities for all of Parks and, you know, the other two buildings as well. So this is something that, like I said, this community has needed for some time, and it's just going to be a big plus for everybody.
Well, I got to take a quick break here. We'll come back, and I know Wyatt's got some other things he wants to discuss as well. And we'll continue our conversation about the Douglas Center also. You're listening to In Focus News Radio KMAN.